720 WGN, John Hanson in for Matt Bubala early on this Saturday morning. Local news as important as ever, but it's harder and harder sometimes to seemingly find the stories that you want to read about. DNA Info was a great local news site. It shut down last November, but out of its ashes comes Block Club Chicago. And joining us here to talk about some of their stories and what makes local news hard to tell and not easy to keep going as a business is Jen Sabella. Jen, one of the editors, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Oh, anytime. So tell us a little bit, in case people don't know, what Block Club Chicago is, if they've never heard of it. Talk us through what you guys are doing there.
We are the team from DNA Info Chicago, some of the team from DNA Info Chicago. And when it shut down last November, a group of us got together to create a nonprofit newsroom called Block Club Chicago. So we're doing a lot of the same hyper-local coverage that DNA Info did. Our reporters are embedded in neighborhoods. And they report, you know, day to day on everything going on in those neighborhoods. We're a little bit smaller than DNA because we just are starting out and we are member supported. So we're looking for people to subscribe and donate and, you know, help us support this journalism that we think is really important, local journalism. So that's us. And it's been a blast and really exciting to see how the city's responded to us so far.
Has it been difficult to convince people that they should pay for good journalism?
Not like we've had a few emails being like, oh, I didn't realize I had to pay for this. And we are just very honest. We say, you know, this is what happened with DNA Info. It was a really sad day. And, you know, it costs money to have reporters in the work that we do. It costs money. You have to pay journalists. And they, especially our journalists, work so hard. Our reporters are working like, I have to sometimes beg them to stop working. So, you know, it's just like anything else. If you're getting value out of something, I don't think that a few cents a day is too much to ask for that. We do have some options for people who can't afford it. We are rolling out a sponsored membership really soon where somebody with more money can sponsor someone else who can't afford a subscription. So stay tuned for that as well.
So before we make the pitch again for why people should sign up, let's go through a couple of your interesting stories that you've had lately, because you guys run the gamut. Obviously, you're going to be covering the top news of the day, especially big news, and we've had a lot of it the last few days. There'll be some crime reporting. You can't tell the story of Chicago without telling some of the stories. But of course, you guys tell, I don't know, the quirky, offbeat things that I don't want to say that no one else would ever cover, but you guys are certainly covering it first because you've got the boots on the ground, right?
Exactly. A lot of our stories come from reporters just walking by a storefront and seeing a permit, or just, you know, they'll get a tip from somebody in the neighborhood. They'll walk down the street, and these people know that our reporters are on the case. So, for example, this week we had a shop that opened in Albany Park, and it's extremely brightly colored inside, and it's hard to miss.
Yeah,
it's something that you'd be like,
I need to stop and see what that is. I see the photo here of the woman that runs this. You're talking about Bon Vivant, if I'm correct, right? Am I saying that right? Am I even close?
Yes, Bon Vivant. And Emily Najad actually started this cake baking business a few years ago and became wildly popular. She actually made a cake for Chance the Rapper's daughter for her birthday party.
Oh, wow.
And has just done all these beautiful custom cakes. If you go follow that Bon Vivant on Instagram, you'll be blown away by her work. And she opened this studio kind of, you know, quietly in Albany Park, and she's going to be hosting classes, like donut decorating and how to make macarons, and just, you know, wants to bring people in who are interested in baking and interested in, like, getting creative with baking. And, Patty Wetley, our former reporter for Lincoln Square, she's doing some freelancing for us, and she went and talked to Emily about her journey, like from she didn't really know what she was going to do with her life, and she realized, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this baking thing, and it's just become a huge success.
She obviously has high goals for what she wants to do, but there's one that I don't know if it's unattainable, but maybe we can get some retweets to make it happen. She wants to do a cake for Beyonce, right? Or has she done one already?
Yes.
That's her goal?
Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen is like her her first goal, and Beyonce is like her dream that she could make a cake for Beyonce.
I would eat cake with Beyonce. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, same.
I mean, I'd eat cake with anyone. I'll do anything. I'll do anything you want with Beyonce, whatever she wants to do. I swear I'd never go skydiving, but if she wanted to do it, I would hold her hand the whole way down. What I like, and I like that one of the sub-headlines that Patty uses is the sugar hustle. And that's what I love about the stories that you guys cover, whether it's this story or others. You really do give a sense for what it's like, especially for small business owners who are dreamers and just trying to make it work in our communities.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't often chase the stories that other media chases in terms of, you know, the trendy restaurant of the day. We like to tell the stories of the smaller places, the mom and pop places, and people who've been around for a while in the neighborhoods.
Yeah. All right. Let's shift gears a little bit, but we're going to keep it in a sweet story. Not only what is being given away, but just a really nice story. The headline comes from Kelly Bauer that moms in prison will get to celebrate Halloween with their kids after Chicagoans donate candy. Walk us through this one, Jen.
There's a great group. It's called Moms Against Violence and Incarceration, and they organize these reunification rides. So they do a lot of fundraising, and they help bring families together. So a lot of 80% of women in this correctional facility downstate, Logan Correctional Center, are mothers, and 40% of them come from Cook County. And Logan Correctional Facility is an hour's away drive from Cook County, and a lot of people who have parents in the prison don't have a way to get there. So this group is always organizing events to get kids to visit their moms. That connection is so important at a young age for both the mothers and the kids. So they come up with different events to try to keep these families together, even though these mothers are incarcerated. So for Halloween, they just like tweeted out, hey, we need some candy. We want to let the kids go trick-or-treating with their moms at the prison. And Chicagoans just overwhelmingly responded, sending like all of the candy they needed, like almost immediately. There's a great author, Eve Ewing, and she retweeted their plea for candy, and I think that really put them over the finish line.
You know, and I used, in full disclosure, I used to work for DNA Info, and when I would advocate for the work that you guys we were doing and now continue to do with Block Club Chicago, is like, I don't want to say that like DNA Info and now Block Club Chicago only covered the good news, but it is a great place where you do get a lot of good news. I think at least the balance of good news versus bad news is a little bit more accurate to the amount of good news versus bad news that's out there. We get a lot of good news in this city, and we need to tell these stories.
Exactly. I think that a big thing we've heard from people is, you know, we're so tired of our neighborhoods being represented in a negative way, especially neighborhoods on the south and west sides. And we just think it's really important to highlight the good things that people are doing in these neighborhoods. So that is a goal of ours. That is part of our mission. And we believe it's just telling the truth about Chicago. Chicago isn't this horrible hellhole that people make it out
right.
to be in national media.
And national leaders as well. I won't name names, though. We're just going to keep on moving on here. Another Block Club Chicago story that'll make people smile. Just a couple months ago now, I dressed up as Dwight and Phyllis at an office pop-up bar, and the folks at Replay are at it again, and they're really tapping into some nostalgia from the 90s.
So I'm a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan.
That does not surprise me at all.
I may have squealed when we got this press release. But, you know, Replay, we've gotten a huge response from our readers who are really excited about these pop-ups. So we've been keeping everybody in the loop about them. And this month, they are going to be dressing up as Buffy the Vampire Slayer. There's going to be the Bronze, which is the nightclub that the characters in Buffy hung out at, oddly, because they were in high school. And I guess I didn't have a high school nightclub, but they did. And all of the bands from the 90s have made an appearance on the show. They're going to have a Sunnydale High School library section and a cemetery. There's going to be a magic shop and special cocktails and trivia and karaoke. So if you're a Buffy fan, I would head in. It's going to be going on all month from October 12th through the 27th.
Can I reveal something to you, Jen? I've never seen an episode straight through. And I didn't have cable growing up, so I had like the WB and that was it. And I still never watch them. But I've heard that it's so underrated that it is actually a really well-written and put-together show.
It is, and it speaks to a lot of issues that are like modern and facing women and It just tackles really adult themes, but in an approachable way. I actually never started watching it until my 30s. My best friend was really into it and was like, you know, we can't be friends anymore if you don't watch Buffy. So I watched it and I just was totally hooked. So it's really smart, really funny. Joss Whedon is brilliant, yeah. Brilliant writer, and the characters are great. And, you know, that 90s nostalgia is back, so now's the time to
get there. And the pop-up opens up on October 12th. All right, last but not least, talking about bars, you know, obviously there's been more and more studies about how much damage we're doing to our ears, whether it be through the headphones that we're wearing or just the loud commotion around us. But now there's a new app that's might help us out a little bit, Jen?
Yes, so it's called Soundprint, and it was created by a man in New York who had some hearing loss problems, and he was trying to date, you know, doing online dating and meeting women at different places around town, and realized that he like couldn't hear them at so many places. So he decided to kind of rate, he created this app on his phone where he can rate how loud, how many decibels each place was. And he created this app, and it's just rolling out in Chicago, where users can click a button, measure how loud it is in the place they're at, and then kind of crowdsource that to the app. So they could say, you know, I'm in Park and Field, for example, which is over in Logan Square, is one of the loudest bars in Chicago. So if you are looking to have a quiet date with someone, maybe don't go to Park and Field. If you want to holler with your friends and play games on the patio, that's the place to be. But it's really interesting. Some coffee shops, obviously, one for the quietest places in Chicago. But if you are looking for a quiet date spot, I would check it out. It has 550 submissions at 450 Chicago venues so far.
It's amazing because I imagine that a bar owner, you know, there's some advantage to being the place that is quiet enough to have a date, but you don't want to be like the place that has absolutely no sound whatsoever. Like it's just dead empty.
Right, where it's awkward. It is it's a delicate balance.
Okay.
And there are audio experts who are good at figuring that stuff out.
Yeah.
So.
And we are not of them.
Because people do avoid places if they're too loud.
No, absolutely.
So,
it's good to know before you go there. Before you spend $20 on an Uber to go a place, it's better to know ahead of time. Okay, Jen, that's all the time I got for you today. And I know you guys have had a busy, busy day. I really appreciate the conversation. One more time, could you remind people where they can find these great stories and how they can get more information?
BlockClubChicago.org. And check us out, and we think you'll really like us.
Keep on fighting the good fight, Jen, okay?
Thank you so much, John.
Plenty more coming up on 720 WGN.